point.
Oh, voilà.
Introduce yourself.
Ngailo Koene Rini Kulicha.
My name's Rini Kulicha.
Ngailo Mora Murijulo.
Where I live is Murijulo.
Ngailo Director for Maroku.
Currently I'm a director for Maroku.
Panyeridi. Why you come mango, on chunko, marogonya, packaging?
A long time ago my parents set up, my mother and father set up Maroku.
Kapalu lang wayulo. Nyaku kari. Kura nyako dongko.
No. They set.
Ngayulo nyanga nga was looking. My father.
Yeah, she was following her father.
Palum petina nga nani.
So she's walking in his footsteps.
Chichimala juda, kongara juda. Nintin chikicha.
He made sure that those of us that were coming along behind would be learning. In making punu, in doing inma, and in singing songs. It's a wonderful story how Maroku started at Amata and moved to Murijulo and how it's grown. We're sharing Maroku with everyone, all Amata. A part of Maroku.
We learn our own prayer, our kakara, our chowring, our chowoko, chowarang.
So they're all joined together from the west, the south, the east of the Ngadajara, Pijandara, Yankunjara lands to make this organization strong. We're all listening and watching and making sure that Maroku is heading towards Yandi.
Panyawati Judango Nendini, Yang Pala Chuta, Minma Judango Nendini, Kungara Chuta.
Making sure that Maroku is moving towards a strong future by making sure that the men are teaching the young boys and the women are teaching the young girls.
Oh, kakuare. Ngana na. Ora man kurba ngoro da bicha ngono ngana chungoreng ko lakuare. Exhibition na alan.
Man kurba?
Ora three states ko bicha.
Oh, states ko, yeah. So people have come here from three states to make this exhibition happen, or the people from three states have made this exhibition happen. We're all aware that Maroku is a coming together of all of those people to stand up strong.
Maroku ko chana palani wati ko minma panya torch eriti chamalo kamelo kanyenja
tools.
Oh, a kulada mero one.
So we're all conscious of the fact that we're still making those tools, the men's tools and the women's tools. The men's tools are spears and boomerangs and
shields,
and clubs. And the women's tools are poles and wana digging sticks. So we're still making sure that we're making those things. These are all the things that our grandparents used to make so well. Grandmothers, grandfathers. We're making sure we're teaching our own children in the same way as our grandparents did. When we pass away, we feel confident that our children will be able to follow in the same practices. Our culture has been passed on from the generations, from our grandparents who passed away, and it will continue to go in this way. It'll always, we want it always to be this way, continuing. For generation after generation after generation, passing it from children to their children to their children. Through Maruku, these ways of doing things continue so that people are confident that those that knowledge of our culture is continuing from those three states. She named five women who are here, and all the women and men that are here, and we're watching and listening to what they have to say, and because we're conscious that not long from now they'll pass on. So we're watching and learning and making sure that the things that they're doing, the things they're making, we will be able to continue to do in the future. I'm happy, and we're all happy, that Maruku is making it possible for these things to continue, to stand up strong. So, to keep our culture strong.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a nice interview.